song. You know, so many great songs, but after a while, you really like to put your own out there. And lately, we've been getting asked, do you have an original? You know, and I've never been asked that before. At one time, we did when I was in Ohio and quit riding and did my first venture into music, we did really good, and we went to Cleveland, did the Rock Hard Cafe, and I had a killer singer. This guy could really sing. In fact, we got one song on our YouTube called Times Like These. Mm-hmm. You should give the guy a listen. I mean, he just had a voice, but he had schizophrenia. And he really went off the deep end and ended up, you know, killing himself. He ended up hanging himself. And so I went back to riding horses. I just went, I can't deal with music anymore. So this is kind of went full circle with me. Mm-hmm. And I know if you want to make any money and you want to play music, you got to get out there and play clubs. That keeps other musicians interested if they're making money. So if they're making money, even though it ain't a lot being in a, you know, in a classic rock band, you got to play a lot. But you really get to know each other. So when you do finally sit down and pen something, you know it's going to be Liquid Blue. And that's, hopefully that's what's going to happen next.
All right. And then did you help pick that name, Liquid Blue?
Yeah, actually I wrote the name years ago when I had a band here in Canada. We played the Vanderhoof Rock Festival, and I opened for Tom Lavin from the Powder Blues.
Yes.
And we opened for Loverboy, and I got lucky and met the guys from Georgia Satellite, and they helped us out a bit. And so I come up with the name Liquid Blue. But there is another band in America called Liquid Blue.
They're
a dance band.
Mm-hmm.
They actually got hold of me when I was in Ohio and said I couldn't use a name. And I said, well, I come up with a name before you guys were even together.
Uh-huh.
I did 98, and I'm reading right now, you were 2001 or something.
That's right.
He goes, yeah, but we copyrighted it in U.S. So I still use it, but I called it The Liquid Blue Band.
The Liquid Blue, okay.
Just so we don't have it. And I told him, if you ever come to Columbus, Ohio, you make $10,000 a show?
Right.
Keep $5,000, and we'll do the show for you.
There you go.
He laughed at that, and he never bought to me again about it, but I always loved the name. And actually in Chilliwack we did I forget the name of the town up there in Williams Lake, and we played up there, and we had an event with the new guys I started playing with, and I said, here's three names we want to rename the band, and Liquid Blue was far the best. The whole crowd went crazy about it, so that's what it's been.
Amazing. Okay, tell me about this next song called Cry for Love.
Well, this is a Iggy Pop song, and Johnny Diamond, my other singer, sings it so good. And it was one of them songs that we could make our own, because it wasn't a number one hit or anything like that, so we could kind of put in our own two cents. So I really embellished the guitars on this a lot. And I just think it's a great song, and from a very great artist, Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. John,
well,
in the house.
If you like Liquor Blue, which I do, I'll have to go check out their cover band one of these days. In their first set, they usually play ZZ Top, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Iggy Pop, Bowie, Jack White, The Rolling Stones.
Who are they?
Stone Temple Pilots, is it?
Yeah.
Black Crows and Cheap Trick.
Nice.
So if you like those bands, you'll have to go out and see Liquid Blue at the next show coming up.
Thank you.
Can you really rip some of Stevie Ray Vaughan's solos?
I fake it pretty good.
Yeah.
Nobody's as good as Stevie Ray.
He was a god.
Yeah. But I can fake it good enough, and basically. But I love playing the blues. There's just not a lot of money in it, unless you know, there's so many good blues players, especially in Vancouver.
Mm,
it would be hard to get into a club. It's so one directional. With a classic rock band, you know, you get a lot of work.
Yeah, you can play anything really with classic rock.
Can.
It covers such a huge, amount of ground, right? So
what's considered classic rock these days? Hits from the 90s? Is that 25 years ago?
2000s. 2000s were like 25 years ago now.
Yeah.
I mean, how many, can you tell me who was the number one hit last year?
Taylor Swift.
Right.
I'm saying the song. I mean, name a song that was a big hit, like we could say about Tom Petty or, Ozzy Osbourne or anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really there's so much music out there now. It's very entwined. You can listen to what you want without any radio station, and that's what's really changed things.
All right, so for some of you who know that Mike is also in a band, and tell everyone about it.
Well, everybody, I like to say that I'm in Saints of Death. I am the bass player of Saints of Death, and we're a band who's spreading worldwide, and we're doing what we can to get the word out. And it's a fantastic metal band: two basses, screaming guitars, heavy drums, and it's an amazing band. I've been with them now for, holy cow, I guess it's about almost 3 years now, actually, come to think of it. And love playing with these guys, playing with Twan with Twan Holiday, and we have a guitar, new guitar player, Ash, and we also found a drummer named Ryder, and he's a great little kid too. And but anyway, we're putting it together. We're putting the band together, man, and it's a lot of fun, and it's heavy, and it's aggressive, but it's a very positive vibe, that band, and I'm so proud to be part of it. And I think we got a song or something.
Yes.
Like that, don't we?
Yes, tell me about Revolution.
Revolution. Well, Revolution speaks for itself. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to the song. It says a lot, especially in this day and age. It's a perfect time now for this kind of song. So here it is, Saints of Death's Revolution.
Rise from the sky.
we're back. All right. Let's go. Let's talk about the races again, because I love them so much. And I really like the names of the horses. Like, they're so fun. Yeah. So do you have, like, a favorite?
Well, like I was saying, the best horse that I rode in Canada. I rode a lot of good horses down in the States, but the one in Canada, his name was Twanger.
Twanger.
And the guy that owned him, we were friends with for a lot of years, my dad, and that's how I got on the horse. And he named it because he loved country music.
Mm.
He was very much about that. So, and then the horse went on, you know, he paid $1,000, Cinderella story completely, and went on to make $1 million, you know. I mean, his wife kicked him out of the house and everything until the horse started winning, and she moved him back in. The new house that he just built.
Right.
With the money the horse earned. Yeah.
How about you guys? Have you guys gone to the derbies? And I don't know, like, do you dress up? Have you been to one of those fancy ones?
Well, I've been a horse girl my whole life.
Right? Yes.
So that's how I came to the race track, because it's where boys meet horses. I'm like, oh, okay, this is the place for me. Mm-hmm. But my favorite horse of all time is Secretariat, no doubt.
Yeah.
Secretariat, yeah, okay. I don't know. How about you guys? Do you have a favorite horse name, or if you can think of one to just make up?
Well, it's Black Beauty. And,
Black Beauty.
You know, from, you know, literary fame. But
yes.
I don't know. There's High Hole Silver. I don't know.
John?
Well, I can't think of any. There was this famous kid. I remember I was talking to Ray, and the horse that he was on was owned by. Do you want to tell that story, Ray? The one about the horse that you rode and won for the man who had that company in Vancouver?
Oh, Hunky Bill.
Yeah.
Hunky Bill!
I like his horse.
What's Hunky his horse? Bill was quite the character. And
sure.
I went 2 races in 1 day for him, and I went on the horse called Hunky Bill. And he's one of the first characters that, and I've known him all my life, and his kid trained. And anyway, I rode another horse for him in the last race the same day I went on Hunky Bill. And he said, what do you think about this one? I said, just like the first one, we're going to win. And he put a $100 ticket in my boot. He said, I thought so. And that, he's one of the first guys in Canada. In the United States, they do that, but not in Canada very often. But he's the first guy. He said, I thought so. And he already had the ticket bought, and he put it in my boot, and we win. He paid like $30 to win. We made money that day.
Nice.
He was quite the character. I miss him.
What was the name of the horse?
Tennessee Aaron.
Tennessee Aaron. And have you tried the Hunky Bill pierogies at the PNE?
Yes, many times. Many times. I used to eat with the club he had down there on Davies. We used to go to all the time.
Mm.
And it was quite the place.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, very
fantastic.
Much.
Yes, and every time I go, I like to, you know, there's the stats of the horses. You get like a little booklet when you go to, you know, the horse races, and then you could actually see.
Right.
But I just like to pick
program.
The names. Yeah. I just like to, yeah. And there was one that really stood out. Bout chicka wow wow. I'm like, yes. All right. Let's talk about. You were saying about that you had a lot of metal. In your body.
Well, I broke a lot of bones.
Mm-hmm.
I had a rod in my leg, and I've had pins in my arms, and, you know, I broke a lot of bones. And with that comes, you know, the one thing about riders is, you know, you worry about getting back on the horse, you know, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to ride. Like music and art, I can draw till I'm, you know, can't get out of a chair. But horse racing, I knew it was going to be only so long in my life. And luckily, you know, I win my last race. I was 62 years old.
What?
So I'm one of the oldest winningest riders in Canada. And I win my first race at 14 years old in the Soyuz. So I win my first, and I win my last. And, you know, win a lot of races in between. I don't really know my records because it isn't really kept up very good on Equibase. So there's a lot wrong there. So I don't really want to say more about that, but... Yeah, it's been a lifelong journey.
They say pound for pound, jockeys are the toughest athletes in the world. And here's living proof right here.
Oh, absolutely. You can tell, right? You know, like falling off the horse, like I say, getting back on the horse.
Getting back on, that's everything. You know, there ain't a rider ain't been throwed if you've rode, you know, and you're going to hit the ground. Nobody's invincible, and that ground's hard, and it will hurt you. And if you believe in yourself enough, you get back up and you're back riding races again. And I always got back up.
Fantastic. All right, John, tell me about this band called Dusty Pines.
Dusty Pines, it's an all-female punk rock band with Jessica Goldstein. She's the front woman. And she's actually married now and has a baby girl, I think. She must be about three. But, yeah, we're going to listen to their song. What's the name of the song?
Why'd You Make Me Do It? Why'd you make me do it?
Yes. Why did you make me do it?
All right. It's all your fault.
I don't know.
All right, right here on CJSF.
You know I would have loved you forever.
Dusty Pines. Okay. Good. All right. And any shout-outs, folks, to anyone that's listening right now?
Well, I'd like to say hi to the East End people, all my friends there at the Brighton, and we'll be at the Princeton Hotel in a couple weeks. And we hope to see you all down there. It's a great club, good venue.
Molly?
And I'm just going to chime in and say, you guys have no clue. This is like the hardest working rock band in Vancouver. I watch them set it up. I watch them tear it down. I listen to them all the time. And it's just like, what they do is really hard. And you got to pay nothing. You come in, have a beer, listen to one of the best cover bands in the city, and just enjoy.
Love it. Love it. All right. Well, I want to thank my co-host, John in the House, and Mike Hales. Say goodbyes.
Yeah, goodbye, everybody.
All right.
Thank you. And a shout out to Evelyn Kay.
Yes, again, we did play her song. Yeah, go, yeah. Gotta get it, girl. Yeah, right,
remember get that it, one? Girl.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. And a quick little shout out to my friends and fiends that I all know, and also the boys at Saints of Death.
Yeah, Saints of Death.
Ah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for coming on the Wham Bam
thank
East Van Show.
Us.
Yes,
really appreciate it.
Good Wham Bam
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, ma'am.
Here's Liquid Blue, Walk This Way and Walk That Way to see their shows. All right, this is DJ Betty signing out. Bye!
Yeah.